Hey, we're the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning to you. Join in this conversation if you got yourself a little four-legged friend. I'd like to hear what you got. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Maybe your friend or family member, they got a dog or something that you can join in here. According to Rover, the dog and cat service provider, this year, pop culture dog names are really kind of the big thing. Here's the top 10 male dog names in 2018. Max, Charlie, Cooper, Buddy, Jack, Rocky, Duke, Bear, Tucker, and Oliver. And
I definitely know some dogs named Bear.
Do you? Okay. Yep. Okay. And then for the female dogs out there in 2018, the big names are Bella, Lucy, Luna, Daisy, Lola, Sadie, Molly, Bailey, Maggie, and Stella.
I know a Lola. I definitely
Her
know
name
a
was
Bella.
Lola.
I know a Sadie, and I know a Molly dog.
What do you think about people that have dogs that are kind of like human names? What do you think about that?
Oh, that's actually my favorite.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah. Human dog names are my favorite because I think that's the funniest. It's way cooler than like Spike or something, like a real name. But besides, like, those are the normal top 10 names for dogs of 2018.
Yep.
They're saying that like celebrity names are super popular for dogs too.
Yeah.
Like people are naming their dogs Harry and Meghan for you know, the royal wedding that happened this year.
Well, did you see what else they did?
What?
Cardi B.
Oh my gosh.
People name like their dog like Cardi.
See, I want to know from people who have named their dog after a celebrity, what is it? Because Katy Perry named her dog or cat, no, it's a cat, after her. Because she named her cat Kitty Purry.
That's so cute.
I've heard of people doing that. So I want to know what your celebrity-inspired dog name is.
All right, some other ones there, too. They said they pulled some sci-fi characters from Guardians of the Galaxy, Rogue One, Wonder Woman, and Black Panther. That was pretty big, too. So, yeah, it would be kind of fun to hear. Because my dogs, I love them. They're rescues. We didn't change their names. But their names are Benny and Paddington, which I guess you could have Paddington from Paddington Bear, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. For is that not what he's named after?
I don't know. I assume. That's what they did. I don't know how you name stuff. Like, I'd like to know if you work in an animal shelter, how you pick out the dog's name. Maybe this is what it looks like, but...
Well, they said that the name Pennywise went up 500%.
Oh, with the clown?
Yeah.
Name no. your dog Pennywise.
That's kind of cute, though.
No, it's Pennywise, not. That no. is scary and creepy. That is asking to bring some bad ish into your home.
I 100% agree. That is... You're messed up like at a whole nother level right there, if that's what you're doing.
People are naming their dogs Freddie Mercury.
That's okay. I like that just because I'm obsessed with Freddie.
Are they
Mercury.
Doing Freddie Mercury or just Freddie?
See, it looks like both.
Or hey, Merc. Hey, Mercury.
Like that. You said Black Panther. Like, what do they call their dog?
It says they call the dog Black Panther.
Like, I know, but like, if you're like, hey, oh, Black, get down from there.
Right, that's probably what they're saying. Probably what they're going
to
say to him.
Be awkward. Yeah, I'm not even going to say what I think would be awkward if you did. Okay, let's talk to Miranda on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you got, Miranda?
I was saying my dog's name.
Yeah,
so
what is it?
Two of the most popular girls' names are both of my dog's names, Maggie and Bailey.
Oh, my gosh. So how long have you had your dogs?
I've had those two for 7 years, and then I have another one.
So you're ahead of the trend then. Good job.
Yeah.
Look at you, Miranda, the trendsetter. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's talk to Jennifer. She's on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on, Jennifer?
Hey, I got a dog and a cat, but first off, I want to say happy birthday, Joe, since no one did. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I have a dog. His name's Kodiak. We adopted him with that name, and I never heard of it before. Really cool. He's a husky, so it, you know, is really cool. And then I have a cat, and we just got the kitten, real long tail, and its name is Chipmunk. But it's my daughter's cat, and like you guys are saying about like the human names, she wants so bad to name it Alex, and I'm like, no.
Yes.
And I don't know why Alex. I'm like, no, it's so weird. Like, that's like a human name, not for a cat.
That's the only time Alex would get behind an animal. She's like, yeah, I like that.
Sure, Alex, of course, yeah.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Jennifer. Live the Web Girl, what are we getting on our Joe and Alex social media?
Stacy says, my parents have a boxer named Bernie Sanders, which I think is hilarious. And then Olivia says, my cousin's dog name is Monroe for Marilyn Monroe.
That's cute. I actually know someone that named their baby girl Monroe.
That's a cute name.
And they call her Ro for short because, yeah, she's named after Marilyn Monroe.
I love that.
Yeah, my parents were going to name me Axe as in, like, accident, but they didn't. Julie, I think you have one of the best things out here. What animal do you have?
I have a dog.
And what is your dog's name?
We adopted him, and his name came with Pepsi.
No way.
Did you ever think about changing it to Coke?
We thought about it. Our neighbor drinks Coke, and our dog hates him.
That's so funny.
Then it fits perfectly. Hey, Julie, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Oh, my gosh. Bye. I'm a Dr. Pepper fan. Like, I'm addicted to it. I have to have it. It just has to, like, course through my veins for me to stay alive. And I think it would be so cute to have a dog and name him Dr. Pepper and call him Little Pepper.
That's cute.
Now, would you call it Dr. Pepper, Alex, or would you just say, hey, this is Pepper?
Well, I like both. Maybe if I'm feeling like I want to be short, Pepper, but Dr. Pepper is such a cute. And you know what you could say? Dr. Pepper. D-O-G-T-E-R.
Oh, like Dr.
Pepper, guys!
Oh, my God.
My friend just got a dog, and she named it Princess Buttercup's Cheeks.
Ew, I don't like what? That.
Princess Buttercup.
That
Cheeks.
Sounds like a joke name.
That sounds like you need a new friend.
I want to name my dog Grandpa.
That's cute.
And so if I take it to the park, I'm like, Grandpa, come here.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Let's see here. If we have any more social media, you can let us know about that. It's at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. And the number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's get to just a couple more here, then we'll wrap up and we'll get into the garbage. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who are we talking to? What's your name?
Hi, I'm Kendra.
Hey, what is your name for your animal?
I have four of them, actually.
Wow, okay, let's hear them.
I'm an animal lover. My first one, he was a corgi, and we couldn't think of a name for him for a long time, so we nicknamed him Boy Boy for a little bit. And then we actually named him Vito, after Don Vito, because he had a bunch of double chins.
Okay.
And then I rescued a puggle. Her name was Layla. And then I rescued a Chihuahua Yorkie mix when I lived in Baltimore. It was a puppy that they were selling for, like, drug money. Yeah, it was terrible. So I named her Face because she didn't even have her teeth yet, and they were already, like, trying to sell her and pawn her off, and she was in pretty bad shape. So
I thought you're going to name her, like, Wheaties or something, or Coco, like, for all the drugs.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Well, I named her Face because we needed a little faith that she was going to be okay.
Oh, so. That's so sweet. Look at you. I love that. Now, Amber is Alex's favorite. Amber, you have four cats, and they're human names.
Yeah, they're all actually hairless cats, so they're sphinxes.
Oh, my gosh. Talking to your phone, Amber, so we can hear you all the way, but you have four hairless cats. What are the names, the human names?
Daphne, Charlie, and Louie.
I love it.
One of them's name is Brick, so his isn't actually
Brick. That's hilarious. Brick.
Oh, I love that right there.
Daphne is one of my favorite names, actually. That's on my baby name list.
You would name your baby Daphne?
I love it. Oh, stop. Gosh.
I don't love it.
Yeah,
take
I don't
it
either.
Back.
Please don't ask me to be a godfather or anything like that. Oh, my God. That's really troubling, Alex.
Coming up next, Jennifer Aniston got very candid about her past marriages.